So since NanoSilver is the great cure-all, the great antibacterial, antifungal that we should all take to protect ourselves from vaccine shedding and chemtrails and all of this stuff, you can go look at the, I'm not joking, you can go look at the vaccine detox protocols. It's like, oh, you have a nanotechnology problem. Take nanotechnology to solve it. But that's fine. I mean, colloidal NanoSilver is the untouchable supplement. So let's look at this. Let's see what happens when it enters the brain. Silver nanoparticles can enter the brain and induce neurotoxicity. Wow, that's coming pretty hard off the bat. However, the toxicity of silver nanoparticles on the blood-brain barrier and the underlying mechanisms of action on the blood-brain barrier and the brain are not well understood. Method. To investigate silver nanoparticle suspension-induced toxicity, a triple co-culture blood-brain barrier model of rat brain microvascular endothelial cells, pericytes, and astrocytes were established. So endothelial cells are the first layer of the blood-brain barrier. Pericytes are the layer of connective tissue, the second layer, and then astrocytes on the outer layer as the nervous tissue. The blood-brain barrier permeability and tight junction protein expression in response to silver nanoparticles, nanoparticle-released silver ions, and polystyrene nanoparticle exposure was investigated. Ultrastructural changes of the microvascular endothelial cells, pericytes, and astrocytes were observed using transmission electron microscopy. Global gene expression of astrocytes was measured using a DNA microarray. Now, in the results, after exposure for 24 hours to silver nanoparticles, the blood-brain barrier permeability was significantly increased, which means that now not only can nanotechnology or weaponized drug carriers, not only can these penetrate the blood-brain barrier and enter the brain tissues, but now regular chemicals and toxins, regular-sized heavy metals that may not normally cross the blood-brain barrier, now these all can also cross into the brain tissue and cause more damage. The blood-brain barrier permeability was significantly increased, and expression of the tight junction protein, ZO1, was decreased, meaning that the control that the blood-brain barrier has over the capillaries is now opening up. Discontinuous tight junctions were also observed between microvascular endothelial cells. After silver nanoparticles exposure, severe mitochondrial shrinkage. I've actually never heard that one before. I've heard of changing the mitochondrial membrane potential. I've heard of damaging the mitochondria. I've heard of depletion of ATP, but never mitochondrial shrinkage. That takes a special type of nanoparticle to do that. Evacuations, endoplasmic reticulum expansion, and silver nanoparticles were observed in astrocytes by the microscopy. Global gene expression analysis showed that 3 genes were upregulated and 20 genes were downregulated in astrocytes treated with silver nanoparticles. Gene ontology and Kyoto Encyclopedia of Genes and Genomes pathway analysis showed that the 23 genes were associated with metabolic processes, biosynthetic processes, response to stimuli, cell death, the MAPK pathway, and so on. Now, what happens when you mutate DNA so that the apoptosis pathway is turned off? That means that you can make the cell as toxic as you like, and the cell might not be able to self-destruct. That is called cancer. And I guess this is creating a brain tumor. No gene ontology term and Kyoto Encyclopedia of Genes and Genomes pathways were changed in the released ion or polystyrene nanoparticle groups. Some people will say like, oh, it's only ionic silver that's the problem. Colloidal silver, nanosilver, it's fine. Are you sure? Silver nanoparticles inhibited the antioxidant defense of the astrocytes. So it doesn't only damage the cell. It doesn't only cause oxidative stress, it also damages, this is a general theme with nanotechnology, it doesn't only damage the cell, it damages the garbage collector, it damages the white blood cells, it damages the immune response itself. And this was done by increasing thioredoxin interacting protein, which inhibits the TRX system, and decreasing NR4A1 and DUSP1. Meanwhile, silver nanoparticles induced inflammation and apoptosis through the modulation of the MAPK pathway or B-cell lymphoma 2 expression or MTOR activity in astrocytes. So at least in this case, the cells were able to self-destruct due to the toxicity. These results draw our attention to the importance of silver nanoparticle-induced toxicity on the neurovascular unit and provide a better understanding of its toxicological mechanisms on astrocytes. Now, the astrocytes in the blood-brain barrier are responsible for contracting or dilating the blood vessels. The blood-brain barrier permeability mechanisms of silver nanoparticles were further investigated using an in vitro blood-brain barrier model. The results showed that silver nanoparticles crossed the blood-brain barrier mainly by transcytosis rather than through the paracellular pathway. Another study showed that silver nanoparticles can increase blood-brain barrier permeability and interact with the cerebral microvascular units, producing a pro-inflammatory cascade that may further induce brain inflammation and neurotoxicity. Most of the studies of silver nanoparticle-induced blood-brain barrier dysfunction only focus on permeability changes and or toxicity to the endothelial cells, that first layer. However, brain microvascular endothelial cells cooperate with pericytes and astrocytes, the other two layers of the blood-brain barrier, to generate the unique properties of the blood-brain barrier. Exactly. The blood-brain barrier is part of the neurovascular unit that plays a crucial role in safeguarding the brain from potential harmful endogenous and exogenous, I think that's how you say the word, compounds circulating the blood. Nanoparticles have been increasingly used in medicine, cosmetics, electronics, and food additives. However, the influence of nanoparticles on human health and the brain has not been studied well. Several studies have demonstrated that silver nanoparticles can enter the central nervous system, the brain and the spine, and induce brain edema and neurotoxicity. Our previous studies showed that silver nanoparticles and or silver ions that are released crossed the blood-brain barrier and subsequently caused damage to astrocytes and neurons. Furthermore, silver nanoparticles interacting with the cerebral microvasculature can induce formation of reactive oxygen species and pro-inflammatory mediators, which can increase blood-brain barrier permeability. Now listen to this. Cadherin and claudin expression were slightly changed in the silver nanoparticles exposure group, and astrocyte swelling was the most significant change after a 2-week gastrointestinal exposure to a certain amount of silver nanoparticles in rats. So if you're wondering, well, I'm not injecting colloidal nanosilver into my brain. I'm drinking it. Well, what happens is that the nanomaterial is simply absorbed into the bloodstream, moves up through arteries, through the bloodstream, enters capillaries, and then does this to the blood-brain barrier and enters your brain tissues. Not nice. Heal your DNA, learn to protect yourself, and God bless.